Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Tes and Parak Beis Mishnah Yud. As we continue discussing the halachos of how a person can go about planting different types of crops in his land without violating the Isser, without violating the prohibition of Kilayim. Says the Mishnah, Harotze lasos sadehu, karachos karachos mikol min. A person wants to plant in his field many different squares of different types of crops. Says the Mishnah, how could you do that without violating Kilayim? Ose esrim viarba krachos lebeis sa, mikarachos lebeis rova. In order to do that, a person needs to make 24 different squares in his land, which presumably is the size of a beis sa. And he says the Mishnah, each square needs to be a beis rova. Like we learned previously, there are 24 beis rovos in a base saw, right? One base rova, which is a quarter kav, is 1/24 of a base saw, and therefore you're gonna have a base saw of land. Each square that you have has to be a base rova. That'll give plenty of room to show that this is one section of crop, this is another type of crop, and so on, so as to avoid the iser of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Vizoreya Bisocha Kol Min Sheyirtza. And then once you have these 24 different squares that are each approximately 2,500 square amos, once you have each of these squares of a base row of 2,500 square amos, then the Mishnah, then you can plant whatever you want in each square, and everything is good, and you haven't done anything wrong, you haven't violated the prohibition of Kilayim. Continues the Mishnah. Now we're going to be discussing chardol. Chardol are mustard seed that were often planted in small little bunches. So says the Mishnah, Haisa karachas achas oshtayim. If a person has one or two squares that are empty, that are left over, zor on chardol. Then you can plant chardol. Then you can plant the mustard seeds in those squares. However, says the Mishnah, shalosh. But if you have three or more squares that are left over, lo yizra chardol. You can't plant chardol. You can't plant the mustard seeds. Mipnei shehi nireis kisdei chardol. Because then it's going to appear like you are planting a field of the mustard seed with the grain, which is kilayim. Once again, the whole impetus, the whole iser of kilayim, is when a person has negative intention. So in this case, a person doesn't intend to plant the chardal, the mustard seeds, with the grain. That would certainly be asr, that would be kilayim. But even so, if you have three or more squares of chardal, of mustard seeds, then it seems like that's a kilayim. It seems like you're mixing, you're planting the chardal, the mustard seeds, with the grain, which will be a case of maris ayin. Once again, we do care what other people think, and when other people see how we act, they certainly see that, and that reflects on who we are as Jews and as people. And we're concerned that maybe someone's going to make a mistake and think, oh, you're allowed to plant grain with mustard seeds, which certainly isn't the case. So says the Mishnah, when you have three squares that are left over, you're not allowed to plant mustard seed in them, because then it's going to appear like you are being over the prohibition, you're transgressing the prohibition of kilayim. And says the Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Teisha Krachos Mutaros, you're allowed to have nine squares of mustard seed, that's not a problem. Eser Asuros, but 10 squares of mustard seed, that would be a problem. The reason is the Bar Tanur points out for that. Why? What's the difference between 9 versus 10? And we happen to paskin, like the opinion of the Chachamim, is because when you have 9 squares, then that means that you have one square that is empty in between each one. And as long as you have a square in between each mustard seed crop square, then that's perfectly fine. But once you have 10, then all of a sudden you have to start putting them next to the grain, next to the mustard seed, which would be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Afilu kol sadehu beis kur. Even if his entire field is a base kur, which is 30 beis saws, that's 30 times the kind of field that we were talking about until now. Says the Mishnah, Lo yaseh besocha chutz mikarachas achas. Even then, you can't even plant one square. You can't even plant one square of mustard seed in that situation. If you were to have even such a massive field, can't have any squares of mustard seed at all. Now, why is that? So the Bartanura says very simply, V'taima derbi Eliezer ben Yaakov lo ispach. I don't know. I have no idea what the Bartanura says. I have no idea why he would be so strict, why he'd be so machmer to say that even if you have such a massive, massive field, a base core, then you wouldn't be allowed to plant any mustard seed there. Of course, we do not paskin, we paskin like the chachamim, that as long as you have a space in between each square, then you are fine. Then it is not a problem of kilayim at all, or even appearing like it might be kilayim. So just to review, there was a three-way machlokas in our Mishnah regarding when can you or if you can plant different species, different types of crops in a field. We had one opinion that said that you're really not supposed to do it bichlal. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that even if you have a base kur, a huge field, you're not allowed to plant any different species. Then we had the opinion of the Chachamim, who said that as long as you have a space of a base rova in between each crop, then that's fine, the different crops. As long as you have that large space, you're fine. And then we had the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is really, he was talking more specifically about the chardel, but it's fine as long as it's one or two base rova boxes, then it's fine. But once you have three squares of a different species, then it would be a problem, and you would not be allowed to plant a different type of crop in that field. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah, like we just said, taught us the halacha that a Beis Rova separation, according to the Chacham and Natami Paskin, must be between two squares. Must be between the two squares that are of different minim, that are of different types of crops. So our Mishnah now is going to teach us what can be included in that shear, in that measurement of a Beis Rova. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shu Besoch Beis Rova, anything that is within the Beis Rova, Ola B'midas Beis Rova, that can be included in the Beis Rova. As the Bartanura points out, even if there are cracks with water and so on, that would not be fit for planting anything, as long as it's any space on the crop, any space on the field, that would be included in the Beis Rova, that's fine. That's fine. You could include any amount of land to be included in the Beis Rova, says the Mishnah. Achilas hagefen v'hakever v'hasela olin b'midas Beis Rova. If you have an area around a grapevine to work, or you have a grave, or you have a big rock, all of these would consider to be part of the Beis Rova. That's fine. That's not a problem, and that would allow you to plant two different species, and that would be included in the measurement of the Beis Rova. And I would just point out that if there's a big rock, then we learned two Mishnahs ago that a big rock can serve as a separation. You wouldn't even need a Beis Rova. Right? We learned earlier that if there's a fence, if there's a pathway, if there's a rock and so on that are over 10 tefachim, that would serve as a separation. Then they could even be closer. We're talking now where it's a smaller rock where it's less than 10 tefachim, and therefore it would be included in the Beis Rova to allow you to plant two different types of species, two different types of crops next to one another within that Beis Rova distance. Now the Mishnah is going to finish off discussing the difference between grain and vegetables as it pertains to separations of kilayim. Says the Mishnah, Tvua b'tvua beis rova, like we said, you have different types of grains that you want to plant together in the same field, so you need a beis rova separation between them. Yarak b'yarak, you have different vegetables in a land, says the Mishnah, Shisha tvachim. All you need is six tvachim, and that works to separate between the different types of vegetables. Continues the Mishnah, Tvua b'yarak, but let's say you have both grain and vegetables, says the Mishnah, or yarak b'tvu, or you have vegetables, and you want to plant grain. So according to the Tanakhama, Beis Rova, you must still have a Beis Rova, even though you have vegetables and grain. The halacha, according to the Tanakhama, goes in accordance with the grain, and therefore you need a Beis Rova of separation between them. However, Rabbi Lezer says, Yarak b'tzvua, if you have vegetables and you want to plant grain there, Shisha tfachim, you only need six tfachim, because he focuses not on the grain, but he focuses on the vegetables. And he says that because there are vegetables there, all you need is six tfachim of separation. And as the Bartanura pointed out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, it's like the Tanakhama. Namely, if you have a Beis Rova, if you have a If you have tvua, then you need a beis rov. If you have yarek b'yarek, you have shisha tvachim. And if you have tvua b'yarek, if you have grain and the vegetables they want to plant next to one another, it would go by a beis rov as well. You'd have to have a beis rov separation in between them. Quick review: Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes discussed how a person can plant their field with different types of vegetables. Machlokas, three machlokas. According to one opinion, you shouldn't have more than three boxes, but two boxes of different types of species would be fine. According to another opinion, the Chacham, that's how we paskin, as long as you have a space of beis rov in between, that is sufficient, that allows you to plant different types of species next to one another. And again, we paskin like the Chachamim. And then we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that as long as no matter how big your field is, you cannot, under any circumstance, plant different vegetables, different crops, different species in your field. Again, you pass like the Chacham, as long as you have a space that works. And then Perek Beis Mishnah discussed what's included in the Beis Rova separation. And we said really any land, land space, any surface area would work to be included in the Beis Rova to allow you to have a space in between crops to plant those different crops in a field. And we just finished off with the Machlokas. First, the differentiation between vegetables and grain. When it comes to grain, you need the base rova separation, different types of grain. When it comes to different types of vegetables, you need only six tfachim separation. And then the question is, when you have both grain and vegetables, does it go by the grain, like the Tanakama, where you need a base rova, or does it go by the vegetables, like Rabbi Eliezer, where you would need six tfachim? And we paskin like the Tanakama, namely, that when you have grain and vegetables, you would still need a separation of a base rova. Have a great day.